Imagine the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratories as a hub for alternative energy and global warming research, a lab that plans to phase out plutonium and nuclear research. That's what Livermore Labs Green LLC is proposing to do in its bid to manage the Lawrence Livermore Labs, one of the nation's two nuclear research facilities. Marilia Kelly is executive director of Tri-Valley Cares and a founder of Livermore Labs Green LLC.
About 85% of the Livermore Labs budget goes to nuclear weapons research and development. This means nuclear proliferation worldwide. This means nuclear and toxic pollution, you know, here in our communities. We propose to move all of the plutonium and highly enriched uranium out of Livermore Lab within 4 years and to transition all of the classified nuclear weapons work out within 5 years. We would also make Livermore Lab a center for the development of alternative non-polluting energy. And we would make it a center for developing new cleanup technologies for toxic and radioactive waste.
Last year, the National Nuclear Security Administration, or NNSA, announced open bids to manage the Livermore National Labs. So, anti-nuclear proliferation and social justice groups formed a corporation called Livermore Labs Green LLC to bid on the lab's management. But the NNSA rejected its bid. Kelly believes the bid was rejected because it went against the Department of Energy's nuclear policy. The NNSA maintains Green LLC's bid was rejected because it did not contain all the necessary paperwork. Julianne Smith, spokesperson for the NNSA, says the bids are confidential.
This is a procurement issue, which means that there are certain privacy issues, there are certain laws we need to follow, and that isn't something that we could release. We can't even talk about, you know, how many people have submitted bids and who they are and what was in their bids. That's inappropriate and not something that we do.
According to Kelly, the two other contenders for the lab's management are the UC Bechtel Partnership, which manages the Los Alamos Labs, and Northrop Grumman, a military defense contractor. Livermore Labs Green LLC is challenging the NNSA's rejection and asking the National Nuclear Agency to reinstate them as active bidders for the Livermore Labs management. Kelly says the NNSA's allegations are false.
The Department of Energy treated our bid very differently than it treated the bid from UC Bechtel and the bid from Northrop Grumman. For example, in their rejection document, the Department of Energy claimed that there were things missing from the bid package that simply were not missing. I don't know. All I had to do was look. They were there.
Livermore Labs Green consists of four groups: Tri-Valley Cares, the Nuclear Watch of New Mexico, New College of California, and Windmiller Energy, a green energy company. The management contract lasts for 7 years. If denied the right to bid on this year's contract, Kelly says they may bid again. But this year's bid is to show the viable alternatives to nuclear research and development. Kelly is challenging the winning bidder to follow suit. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Christina Onnested.